Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, September 27th. Democrats still don't have the votes to pass their own agenda. How do you know? Because they're not actually holding a vote today. Most of you listening to this podcast no doubt understand that this is a bit of a do-or-die week for Joe Biden's agenda. Here's the deal. Democrats clearly still don't have the votes they need to get the president's agenda through Congress. You know that because Nancy Pelosi, who made a deal with her House moderates to get that big social spending plan moving just weeks ago, said to them, "I will bring up that roads and bridges and tunnels, $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal for a vote on Monday, September 27th. Here we are. There will not be a vote. And there won't be a vote because House progressives have made clear they are not going to vote to approve just that hard infrastructure piece of this agenda without a clear, agreed-upon path forward on the bigger social spending bill. Now, when I say social spending bill, this is the stuff that is funding for pre-K and free community college. This is the funding for home health care, the emboldening and strengthening of Obamacare. This is the funding for climate change agenda items to combat the effects of climate change. There's so much proposed in this spending plan. And of course, to pay for it, Democrats are raising taxes on the wealthy and on corporations. And that is what needs to be first drafted legislatively, which is complex, and then, of course, sold to all the members of the Democratic Party, as well as to the country more broadly. And here's the problem. Because it's such a heavy lift, as Joe Manchin called it, it may not be ready this week, which is when House moderates want to see the bipartisan infrastructure deal passed. These two pieces of legislation have been forever linked together. And as much as some factions of the party would like to de-link them, that's not happening. Joe Manchin was asked about whether or not by the end of this week, he and Kyrsten Sinema and other moderates in the Senate could get to an agreed upon framework with progressives of what that social spending bill would look like. Here's Senator Manchin speaking to CNN.
That's a heavy lift. There's a lot to do and a lot to talk about, but everybody has to keep trying to work in good faith the best you can. There's a lot in that bill, the 3.5, the reconciliation bill, tax codes, climate change, social reforms. There's a lot, and people need to know what's in it. So it's going to take a while.
Well, it's a pretty simple equation here, folks, because if it remains elusive for Democrats, both moderates and progressives, to come together on an agreed-upon framework for that social spending bill, the votes aren't going to be there for the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and Nancy Pelosi understands that better than anyone. She was on ABC's This Week yesterday and explained she won't be calling for a vote unless she knows she has the votes to pass it.
We're going to pass the bill this week. We will bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration. But you know, I'm never bringing a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes. You cannot choose the date. You have to go when you have the votes in a reasonable time. And we will.
Now, in a letter to her members, Pelosi sort of circled the calendar last night and said she plans to hold a vote on Thursday for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's when the surface transportation money expires that has been currently appropriated. And that is when she would like to hold a vote and pass that bipartisan infrastructure deal, which, by the way, is no small thing. It's a huge piece of legislation, would create millions of jobs in this country, and is a key component of Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan. And when asked today whether or not this would get done by Thursday, the president said he's born an optimist. He certainly hopes it is going to get done. He believes that they're going to get it done, but it may not get done by the end of this week. And this is all happening, as you know, as the funding for the government to operate is running out. We're at the end of the fiscal year. There have been no large spending bills for the next fiscal year passed. And so they are looking at a Thursday midnight deadline of the government running out of funding. And so Democrats also, since they are in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House, are going to be responsible for keeping the doors open and the government funded. And they are going to need to do that in the midst of all these bigger negotiations that are going on about their legislative agenda. So here's what to keep your eye on going forward. When do we see Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema actually come up with some contours of a plan that House progressives, like Pramila Jayapal, who heads up the Progressive Caucus, can agree to, can come to terms on? And whether that is around a top-line spending number or the specifics of what gets left on the cutting room floor and what they are willing to fund, that is the key to look for here. Because when we see those moderate senators and the House progressives start circling around an actual plan, that's when this stalemate may be dislodged and you may see some progress on that bipartisan infrastructure deal. And to get that stalemate dislodged, be on the lookout also for Joe Biden's heavy involvement in negotiations this week. His team has deliberately kept his schedule largely open this week in order to do just that. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.